Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Robert Naylor, who is the proposed CEO at Intuitive Investments. How are you today, Robert?
Really well, Zach, and thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Right, your company is involved in the biosciences space, investor in that area. What's the edge that you think that you've got?
I think what we bring is a really high quality team to this proposition. And the chairman is David Evans, who's a serial entrepreneur. He's enabled 12 companies to go public directly and indirectly, and has overseen 4 successful exits. I mean, he's a great guy, and your listeners may know of companies such as Amiga Diagnostics, Immunodiagnostic Systems, BBI Holdings, EKF Diagnostics, and Optibiotics, all companies where he's been involved. And he has a pedigree of bringing companies innovative, interesting, normally diagnostic to market, and showing what I would call excess growth and excess returns for shareholders. David is supported by a great board and advisory panel as well.
Is part of the reason for Intuitive to sort of be a platform for people to invest in biotech without having to get into the difficult part of understanding it?
I think we would say that we're not at the risk end of biotech. So we look at a risk scale and time to market. And at the bottom of that, you have tools and technologies and diagnostics and healthcare. And at the top end, you have therapeutics and pharmaceuticals. And we're really trying to focus on the tools and technologies, diagnostics and healthcare. And what I've enjoyed, and I'm still not full-time in this role yet, but will be in the middle of February, is meeting a lot of companies. And often the technology is quite simple, but very applicable. And we've seen technology, for example, in breast imaging. We're using radio frequency, not x-rays, so it's not harmful to the individual receiving the scan. We've seen another company that has a heart monitor or respiratory monitor, which just sits on the chest and then downloads your iPhone and then can be looked at by a physician remotely. And we've seen another one, for example, that has a biomarker for heart disease. So quite easy to understand, but getting a grip of the technology behind it, and also in terms of the IP, the intellectual property, perhaps a little bit more tricky. But I think at the end that we're looking at tools and technologies and diagnostics and healthcare, easy to understand, and easy to understand why they're applicable, why they meet unmet medical need.
Currently, the elephant in the room in terms of everything is COVID and the pandemic. You come to market right at the sort of the peak of that particular crisis. Is that a distorting factor for you? Is it something which makes potential investments more expensive or wrongly priced? Or how is that affecting your way of doing things at the moment?
I think what it has done is put life sciences into sharp focus by a lot of investors. And what we're seeing is that there is a real market opportunity at the moment. I think there's going to be increased spending by, providers of healthcare. And people are going to realise the importance of good healthcare. You can now talk to people about COVID, and you can get quite specific into antibodies and antigens and such. But I think it has brought life sciences into sharp focus to help. I think what I've found, and I've been really buoyed at and makes me very enthusiastic, is there's so many good, small UK life sciences companies out there that need capital, and they need people to support them. And we haven't got the depth of capital, for example, that they have in the US. So in terms of pricing and in terms of opportunities, I think there's many. And I think what we're finding as well is we've got people coming out of some of the big pharma companies and healthcare companies into smaller companies, taking a risk, looking for an interesting technology or a life-changing opportunity. And so you've got really high-quality people in small companies that need capital. So I think the opportunity set is fantastic. And I think what we're going to find is a lot of these companies, maybe for the first time, are going to be able to find capital to grow.
Finally, you've announced a proposed investment in Evgen Pharma, which may be a company that quite a few retail investors are familiar with. Is that a sort of sign of or a signal in terms of what you're going to be doing in future?
Yeah, I think our core focus is going to be the unlisted space, and that's where we've got these interesting technology companies at Series A and Series B. And we will also have two companies we've already invested and announced in a pre-IPO. But yes, we will put into these companies that we think is an interesting proposition, and we've put into Evgen and Microsaic, and we're seeing some really good stuff in the market. But I think it goes to your earlier question about what's our unique proposition, and we know that retail and other investors, institutional investors, can access those themes in the market. So we think where we can really add value is in the unlisted space. But yeah, we like EverGem. We think it came at a good price, and obviously the heavily was subscribed, and it's performed quite well in the secondary market so far. So yeah, we do like that one.
Robert, congratulations on the new role, and we'll see how you do over the course of 2021. But for now, Robert Naylor, proposed CEO at Intuitive Investments, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. A real pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.